You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the last hour, we have been exposing the treachery of the National Rifle Association, not the members, not even a lot of the state directors, but the people that run it in D.C., the history of them either blowing court cases, not warning their members about gun control packages, or now supporting the reauthorization of the assault weapons ban. They're doing nothing to stop it. Supporting Our Lady of Peace Act, or the NIC Strengthening Act, which is the DARPA Total Information Awareness Network system. Just heard Larry Pratt in the last hour go over the subsections on that. It's very, very scary. We could have our Second Amendment back, Vermont-style concealed carry, the Second Amendment, if the NRA would actually inform its members, but it won't. And they're not dropping the ball. They're not dumb. They're not buffoons. They are steering us into incremental disarmament, and now it's accelerating. We got Bob Dacey, a gun dealer here in town, owns a gun shop, good friend of mine, great researcher. I didn't want to just have Larry Pratt on. I wanted to have somebody out there, an activist in the field, on, and he's got a plethora of knowledge. He's with us for this hour. We're going to go to your calls as well. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Bob, let's go to calls.
All right.
Let's talk to Pat in Texas. Pat, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to get a couple of things from y'all. I want to have the website where I can get that statement made by the U.N.,
you know, that was on the Unitair website for about a year.
It's still up there, Alex.
What subsection? Do you have the URL?
Well, I've got it. It's a big old, long, ugly, monstrous thing. You know, it's if you want me to read it.
Tell you what, just go to un.org and type in Unitair in the headline. What's the headline?
Well, it's removing military weapons from civilian hands. You can actually, if you type the name of the authors, it'll come up. Christoph Karl. Christoph, C-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E, Carl, C-A-R-L-E, and Patricia Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. You type that into a Google search engine or Yahoo or whatever, and this document will come up.
I've posted it dozens of times.
Yeah,
it's buried
for a long time, yeah.
Yeah, it's buried somewhere in my site.
Yeah, and the main thing about this document, it's their own words. They say, you know, civilian ownership of semi-automatic weapons should be banned worldwide. The Second Amendment is horrible, and state monopoly of force is a wonderful thing. I mean, hey, they hang themselves with their own words.
State monopoly of force, that's dictatorship.
That's right.
Can I get the address to the gun shop? I want to come by and talk to you face-to-face.
Well, I have a hardware store that has a small gun shop in it. It's the hardware store in Northwest Austin. It's Spotswood Springs Road at 183 at Northwest Austin. It's pretty easy to find where that's.
And Bob also, we've got to get him some more. He's almost sold out, but we're about to get him more of my books and videos. He's got some of those in stock as well.
Yeah,
I don't own any guns. I'm only 19, but I don't want to have my rights stripped before I have a chance to fully enjoy them.
You know, I feel like sometimes I'm a hypocrite. I sell guns and I have to go through the NICS system in order to do it. And I don't like it. It's just what I have to do. And I totally disagree with it. So what does that make me? I'm not sure, you know.
Well, look, as long as we're conscious of it and inform people, that's the point, and try to repeal it. But yes, sir, and if you haven't been raised around guns, you need to go take a firearm safety course.
Well, as soon as I turn 21, I plan on going to get my concealed handgun
out
of the way.
Sure, but what I'm telling you is that we're against them making a law to have a weapon safety course, but if you weren't taught it at you know, knee-high to a grasshopper, you need to go take a gun safety course. Bob, who would you recommend people go to, Reds Indoor Range or something?
Well, for a gun safety course, anybody. I mean, you can go to Reds. Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best range in town. Yeah. A lot of these guys, these NRA instructors, they're great guys, you know.
Oh, yeah, they mean well. They're just controlled by the devil.
They're lower level. They don't know what their upper level people are doing, selling them out, you know. So
absolutely. Hold on, Bob. Pat, anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call. We'll be right back, folks. We'll talk to DJ and others when we return. Any questions or comments? Bob Dacey, Alex Jones here to answer.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The national Rip Your Amendment Off organization, or the NRA, is being exposed here today. NRA helping feds force more gun control on states and citizens. Schumer-McCarthy gun control bill set to pass with NRA's help. What do you do when you put a current and former board member of the National Rifle Association in the same room with two of the most vehemently anti-gun members of the House and Senate? CNS News columnist Jeff Johnson, in his September 26 news report on Thursday, the answer to that question was agreement. The NRA is enthusiastically endorsing a gun control bill, but also supported by avowed gun banner Senator Charles Schumer and Representative Carolyn McCarthy. Handgun Control, Inc. calls the bill a sensible step that will save lives. Yes, register all gun owners and puts you into the DARPA database. You heard Larry Pratt. Note the word step, which is what they say about banning semi-automatic rifles. And then, of course, they want to ban Saturday night specials, anything under 6 inches, anything with a scope, a sniper weapon, on and on and on. Everything. They want to ban everything. Due to ergonomic and safety features, and what they've said in the past about completely banning handguns. NRA's former and current board members took the stage with two of America's premier gun banners, smiling as they announced unequivocal support for the new gun control bill. Representative Dingell called the two gun prohibitions patriotic Americans and praised them in other ways. Senator Schumer and Representative McCarthy vehemently oppose the intent and purpose of the Second Amendment and consistently sign on to bills that would ban guns. They were both elected to Congress and pride themselves on their gun banishment agendas. Some would have a hard time calling such people patriotic. NRA insider Dingell didn't stutter. I got stacks of these. They tried to block us in Texas when we're trying to beat gun bills. Folks, they are traitorous. You wonder why you're losing your rights when we're the majority, when we have the power, when it's in our republic, when it's in our Bill of Rights? Because these people are traitors. DJ, Ralph, Spencer, and others, your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. Toll-free number to join us on air globally, 1-800-259-9231. Local researcher, television talk show host, gun dealer Bob Dacey is my guest to give us a grassroots view of this against the New World Order. Comments to what I just read about. Bob.
Think of it. In all the various rallies that I've been to down at the state capitol over the years, some of them where you were prominently featured, I've never seen anybody from the NRA down there.
They refused to come to meetings where we had Senator Bob Smith. They refused to come to meetings where Ron Paul's out giving a speech. They called us in the Dallas Morning News extreme because we were against some of the gun bills.
Well, I'll tell you what's extreme, Alex. If the NRA, all you listeners out there, you listen up. If the NRA has anything whatsoever to do with Charles Chucky Schumer, that's extreme. Schumer is probably the worst, most disgusting, pathetic, Waco murdering, baby cover-upper senator in the whole dadgum United States Senate. The guy is complete pond scum, and whenever I hear his name, my skin crawls. And if the NRA is in a meeting with him agreeing on something, hey, that is like, hey, wake up, there's something wrong here.
A national press conference.
Chuck Schumer is literally, I mean, he's in the CFR, he is a one-worlder, globalist, communist, totalitarian, and he's pathetic.
Well, for those that don't know, this strengthening the NICS check, and we've read it, I've written analysis of it, we've had Larry Pratt and others on, we've had Aaron Zellman on, JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. It says arrest records, psychological records, military records, did I say IRS records, all your records, your credit reports, all for gun owners to start in a database, federally funding it with the states. That's the matrix system tied into total information awareness, and it gives it masses of hundreds of millions of dollars of funding. So, again, folks, this is more than gun control. And the average person has no idea. That's why we need to be on more AM and FMs, more internet listeners. That's why we need you to tell everybody about the show, because we'll talk about it. We'll read the bills. Bob Dacey, what do you have to say to them adding this national registration of gun owners and tracking all our activities without warrants?
It doesn't surprise me, Alex. They don't support the Constitution. They're out to destroy the Constitution. They're out to destroy the Republic. They're out to destroy the Bill of Rights. I mean, those bills you're talking about, Schumer had a bill a few years ago, I think it was Senate Bill 2525, where you're supposed to fill out on your 1040 form the make, model, and serial number of all the guns you had and register them with the IRS and send in $50 for each one, no matter how long you'd had it. I mean, these people have no shame. None.
And then they were going to use that money, and states are doing this. Some of the states have passed similar things. This didn't pass, to pay for billboards and TV ads to demonize guns.
Yeah, well, they had that Smith & Wesson agreement several years ago, which never really went anywhere, but that agreement...
Yeah, to show folks the wickedness, the dastardly sneaking about, cover that, recap that, because you're a gun dealer. You got the basic racketeering order from Smith & Wesson when it was Red Coat owned. You got that. We helped expose it, and then we'll go to these calls. Tell folks about that.
Well, I want to make sure people understand that Smith & Wesson is no longer owned by the British. It's owned by an American company now. So
out of Arizona.
Yeah, they're trying to be good boys now. It's a totally different company. But back then, I mean, they were agreeing with the Clinton administration to impose all these draconian manufacturing requirements, performance requirements, magazine capacity requirements, safety requirements, all these requirements, and also not only on the gun itself, but on the dealers themselves that wanted to be a Smith & Wesson dealer. As a matter of fact, back then, of course, I was following it, And they said that if you were going to be a Smith & Wesson dealer, you could not sell high-capacity magazines of any type.
And you had to keep children back, what, 14 feet, your windows?
No.
Have signs?
You had to have some sort of an arrangement whereby you could physically restrain anyone under the age of 18.
You also had to have a fireproof vault on top of your burglar bars.
Right. You had to make sure that somehow or other you're going to keep a kid away from the evil gun counter. They were trying to equate firearms with pornography. Basically, that was the connection.
And then let me add this. When gun dealers and distributors and manufacturers said no, they tried to start racketeering suits to threaten people to sign an agreement, a civil agreement.
Right, and that civil agreement, of course, they all balked at it except Smith & Wesson, but the civil agreement had a clause in it, which was the biggest joke. What it said, very specifically, was that we, the gun manufacturer who signs this agreement, agree that whatever further design implementations and restrictions and whatever you put on guns in the future, we will have already agreed to it without even knowing what they are.
It was a blank check sharecroppers contract, and I had the CEO of Taurus on during the period. He said he was in a meeting with the UN and the gun groups where they said you better sign onto this or it's over for you.
I mean, yeah, the point, Alex, that the NRA boys don't seem to understand, although they actually do, is the other side is the devil. You cannot compromise. You cannot compromise with the devil. You lose every time you do.
That's
the NRA has been losing for years, and they're not stupid.
Yeah, they're throwing the fights. Let's talk to DJ in Texas. DJ, you're on the air.
Howdy.
Well, yes.
Pat answered one of my questions for me by finding the location of your gun dealer friend there, because I was wanting. I've been interested in possibly purchasing a firearm. But didn't have any interest until I accidentally discovered all this what was going on a few months ago and realized what all was going on. The other thing I wanted to know is you have the phone number for Gun Owners of America.
I don't have it in front of me. It's like 888. I don't want to give a number out wrong. It's like 888 something six guns. Do you have a computer?
No.
Well, just have your neighbor who does go to gunowners.org. The phone number's right there.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was wanting to know, because I think all of us need to, even if we don't own any firearms at present, we need to be supporting these.
Well, you need to own firearms, and you need to go to Bob Dacey and buy an instant access pistol safe if you live in Austin. That's what I've got, and you just that way it's safe around your children. You can get to it in about 5 seconds, put it in the little nightstand by your bed. You need to go take a firearm safety course, because I was given grueling military-style training from the time I was 4 years old by my grandfather and my father, and that's why I can shoot a deer in the head at 400 yards when it's running.
Well, I learned how to shoot in the military.
Well, good then. Go out and buy a gun. You should have one then.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. It's just getting nuts out here. And thanks a lot, Alex, for all that you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, Bob, I didn't mean this to be an infomercial, but tell folks where you're located again in Austin.
Well, again, I didn't come on here to promote myself, but if you insist, my hardware store is called The Hardware Store Incorporated. It's located at Spicewood Springs Road and 183 out in northwest Austin.
You've got evil patriotic literature and books and tapes,
yeah,
and you got guns.
Yeah, we sell, we do a lot of work. I'm a member of the John Birch Society at the grassroots level. And the John Birch Society is an extremely good resource if you want to know what's been going on for all these years and why.
Let's take another call. Let's talk to Ralph in Texas. Ralph, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. My question is, I try to tell people that the NRA is selling them down the river and that they're giving their dues members money to the United Nations, and I can't find anywhere, and the NRA won't tell me, but how much does it cost them to be an NGO in the United Nations on
hundreds
an annual
of
basis.
Thousands of dollars, and they are, I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but we've covered it. Go to the UN's website, go to non-governmental organizations, type in NRA, and you'll find it. How long have they been members, Bob?
Well, longer than I care to remember. The thing about the NGO thing is they've got to agree to jump through hoops and do good work for the UN in order to be an NGO. And if you know anything, if you've researched anything about the UN, you know that you should have nothing to do with them whatsoever, because they are nothing but a totalitarian organization in sheep's clothing, and they are literally out to disarm America.
Stay there, Ralph. We'll talk about it more on the other side with you, Spencer, and others. Toll-free number to join us on air. We got 40 minutes left. 1-800-259-9231 from deep in the heart of Texas. I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones. We're talking to Bob Dacey. More straight ahead. Keep it locked in. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey Filter Elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In every industry, factories are shutting down. Layoffs are intensifying. They say the high-tech layoffs are going to be seven times greater in the next 4 years than what we've already seen. We're witnessing tens of millions of illegals from Latin America pouring in, millions from Asia, millions from Eastern Europe. bringing with them uncontrolled disease, crime, you name it. Don't laugh at untreatable tuberculosis. And the borders are wide open, but they say, oh, that's okay, we'll just watch you and take more of your liberties. And they have some paltry operation where they arrest 300 illegals and make you think they're doing something. That shows that we are putting pressure on them. We've got the government setting precedents to kill people who aren't even in comas. We've got fake partial birth abortion bans of 3 days ago. It didn't ban partial birth abortion. I've read the bill. The good news is they're at least having to respond to us on the surface. But before we go back to Ralph and Spencer and Jeff and John and others, Bob, I have the article here where Pat Robertson endorsed Arnold Schwarzenegger. Again, this is the new conservatism. Anti-gun, pro-abortion, open border, groping women, saying he admires Hitler in hardcore porno mags. And this is our new conservative, endorsed by George Bush and also endorsed by Pat Robertson. How do we respond to this where they call us communists because we're pro-Bill of Rights, pro-gun, pro-family, and then the neocons are really the people pushing a command-and-control system, as Ron Paul exposed in his neocon speech?
You know, the thing about Arnold Schwarzenegger, that's all mainstream stuff. I mean, the fact of the matter is, look at the Republican Party platform saying the state of Texas. You know, read it. It's pretty darn good, really. I mean, it's pretty darn good. Read that. And then
get us out of the CFR, repeal gun laws, abolish the Federal Reserve.
Get us out of the UN. I mean, you know, protect the right to life. I mean, it's very good. But your grassroots Republicans, they don't have a clue. They do not have a clue as to what their so-called leaders up in Washington are doing.
They'll argue. I had Angel Shammai on Keeping Bare Arms. He'll be on a show reading the NRA's quotes about how they want to register guns. And they'll go, you commie, shut up. Have
well,
you had people tell you that when you're exposing the traitors? They go, no, that's not true. That's impossible.
They just look at you funny sometimes. I've never actually been insulted in all the years I've been doing this. But I know, you know, you are so outspoken. I remember back when Clinton was president and everything. Everybody, you know, a lot of people were screaming at you being a super, super conservative because you're attacking Clinton. And now that Bush, the so-called conservative, is in office, now they attack you being a liberal. No, you are, and I am, and we are constitutionalists. We want to go by the rule book. That's what we want to do, regardless of which side of the false political spectrum we're opposed to. If they're not following the Constitution, if they're not following the Bill of Rights, if they're not following the Declaration of Independence, we're against them.
And if people will get back to that litmus test, we could get our republic back, because the majority of Americans agree with us. That gives us the force to enforce not the democracy, but the republic. Not only do we have the numbers, but we have the law.
Yeah, you know, I've been able to, I've had a lot of discussions with attorneys in my store, and I've kind of trapped them into having to agree with me. I say, did President Bush put his hand on a Bible as a conditioned precedent to taking office and swear to protect and defend the Constitution? Answer is obviously yes. Is the Bill of Rights part of the Constitution? Answer, yes. Is the Fourth Amendment part of the Bill of Rights? Answer, yes. Does the Fourth Amendment require you to go to a judge, reasonable cause, get a warrant before you go out and search and seize? Yes. Did Bush sign the Patriot Act, which blows away the Fourth Amendment? Yes. Okay, next question.
And this new gun bill the NRA is endorsing gets rid of the Fourth Amendment, too.
Yeah, and so the question is, Bush signed the Patriot Act, of which Section 213, for example, blows away the Fourth Amendment. My question is, did he break his sacred oath of office?
Answer
is
yes. Let's let Ralph finish up. Ralph, go ahead and finish up. Okay, Ralph hung up. I told Ralph to hold. Let's talk to Spencer in Ohio. Spencer, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. You know, with your feet on terra firma, could you tell me who suspended the writ of habeas corpus without congressional approval? And secondly...
Yeah, the military-industrial complex did. They're just... We're now in a dictatorship.
Right. Now, could I have your comments concerning Kofi Annan's statements in the Smithsonian from January 2003? He says, to do good, you sometimes have to deal with the devil. Now, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black?
Now, wait a minute. I hope you'll send me that. You're saying he said that.
Yes, I have that quote. And he says he's an egalitarian, and he believes in the equality of all men. Well, how can you have that unless you have the equalizer?
Well, Bush, in the 2000 election, said in his campaign flyers, Bush is a communitarian. The dictionary, until 20 years ago, said that one who promotes communist systems.
Yeah, and the Masons infiltrated the NRA.
All right, thank you for the call. We'll get Bob Daisy's comments on Kofi Annan and Bush and the rest of it when we get back, and we'll talk to Jeff and John and others. Toll-free number to join us on air, no matter where you're listening on this green jewel of a planet, blue jewel, I should say, 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I really needed to lose weight. I was tired, lethargic. So far, using the collagenate, I've lost 46 pounds.
46 pounds with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Bernadine, tell me about those inches.
Inches off my chest, my waist, my hips, my thighs. I was at about a 20, pushing into a size 22. I'm down to a size 14. People have been telling me I look younger. I've lost 46 pounds with collagenate. It's just one of the best investments I've ever made.
I am so glad that Bernadine took my advice to lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. That was Bernadine's personal experience, and it can be yours next. What are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Call now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. THIN.
Welcome back, my friends. We're about to go back to your calls on the Second Amendment and the New World Order in America and more on the UN's criminal activities with Bob Daisy, my good friend, great researcher, television host, gun dealer. We'll be talking to Jeff, John, Paul, John, Jack, and others. But before I do that, if you want to support this show, you believe in what we're doing, you like being informed, you like hearing all these great guests, just get the videos. Get the books I've published. Number one, the videos are waking up the majority of people that see them because folks already have a lot of pieces of the puzzle. The films, the books, put it together for them. People are very receptive right now. And secondarily, it supports this show and my staff and what we're doing. I made 10 films. The 10th is now out. It is The Matrix of Evil, and it's a little bit different from other films. It's a compilation of speeches by Ron Paul, myself, Craig Roberts, also Frank Morales, even Cynthia McKinney talking about the New World Order. So it'll wake up those Democrats out there. It's an amazing new documentary. Got a lot of news clips, documents in it, a lot of historical stuff, cutting edge, what's happening with the neocons and World War III and the coming depression that Ron Paul talked about at his speech about a month ago here in Austin. Bottom line, you need to have these videos. They're all over 2 hours long. Some are 2 hours and 5 minutes. Some are 2 hours and 20. Some are 2 hours and 40. Bottom line, they're all over 2 hours long, $25.95. Order three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece. That's a substantial discount. They make great Christmas presents, great birthday presents, great gifts for people you want to wake up, give them a talk show host, your preachers, your rabbis, whatever, opinion makers out there, your VFW hall. I know a lot of radio stations that carry this show. Rent out movie theaters. They rent out school auditoriums, and sometimes hundreds, in the case of Salt Lake, thousands show up to see it. Take action, folks. You're authorized to make copies of my videos for nonprofit, not-for-sale purposes, by the way. And if you want to be a distributor of the originals, we'll give them to you at 50% off, 45% off the books, the videos. If you want to be a distributor, call 512-291-5750, 512-291-5750, and Shirley answering the phone has the prices there. She can call my wife and find out specifically what they are. Or you can call toll-free if you just want to be a retail buyer of the videos, and that's 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. And the power of the people getting these videos, putting them on Access, showing them to their friends and family has been massive. I've done over 1,000 interviews in the last 2 years, and routinely listeners call in who've seen it on cable access, whether it's in Tennessee or Georgia or Florida or New York, wherever. They routinely call in. They've seen it on Access. Somebody showed it at their church. Somebody gave them a copy. They've never heard my radio show, but they've seen the videos. So help keep pushing that. Expand that. It's work. Let's intensify it. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Bob, any other key points you want to hit on before we go back to these loaded phone lines?
We're talking about, well, let me talk about Kofi Annan when we took the break there.
Yes.
And, let's talk about Kofi Annan for a second. Now, you have to understand, anybody out there listening, you have to understand that the United Nations is a creature of the globalists. It is not an entity unto itself. It is their enforcement arm.
It's like NATO or IMF or World Bank.
Right.
They're all just heads on the Hydra.
That's right. It's their intended vehicle to establish their new world order. And Kofi Annan, therefore, is merely the head puppet. He's not a powerful man all by himself. He's
just like Kirk Waldheim, the Nazi. And what about their Universal Declaration of Human Rights? Sounds good till you get to Article 30 and 31.
Well, 29 and 30, actually. But this is the deal about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And if you're new to the UN and you think that what we're saying is kind of weird, all you got to do is go to the UN website and print up the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and read it. It very clearly states in Article 29 that you may not exercise any human rights if you disagree with the UN. It's Article 29, Section 3. Quote, these rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. So the whole thing, I call it, the entire UN is what I call an excrement sandwich with chocolate frosting on it. I mean, it looks really good, but don't bite into it. You're going to get a surprise.
Well, you know, also, I mean, I went to a Chinese food restaurant Monday on a business meeting, and I know these people, they're nice folks, they watch the show, you know, they're Chinese. There's this little, pretty little, looks like a lunchbox up at the front counter. And I go, it was UNICEF and some other UN programs, and I walk over and I go, you know, ma'am, I've known you for 5 years, I go, this is bad, I know you think the UN's good. She goes, oh, our public school told us to do it. And, you know, her daughter, who's, I guess, like 8 years old in elementary school, because her daughter's usually up there while she's up there, I know the family, they go, oh, the school told us to do this. All the children are doing it here in AISD.
Well, that's nothing new. I mean, when I was a little kid back in the 60s, we had the little UNICEF boxes, too, and the school told us to do it. And I dutifully went out there when I was a little kid and trick-or-treated for UNICEF. Little did I know that in the 60s, during the Vietnam War, UNICEF was collecting money and sending it to the North Vietnamese. At the same time, they were shooting and killing American soldiers.
Well, it even gets worse. They're part of the vaccination program, the sterilization program. We have the Henry Kissinger documents on that. I mean, it just gets worse and worse. But you were going to say something about Kofi Annan.
Well, basically, you know, he had to prove his mettle in order to become the Secretary General of the UN. And he did that in 1994. He was in charge of African affairs at the UN back in 1994. And, of course, that's when the Rwanda massacre happened, and the UN force on the ground under a Canadian general by the name of Romeo Dallaire got wind that one group was going to massacre the other one, and he contacted Kofi Annan and said, listen, we can stop this. What should I do? And Kofi Annan said, nothing. And Kofi Annan is therefore partially responsible.
Well,
for
also, the New American, before I interrupt you,
yeah.
The New American, I remember, has the articles with them burning kids over fires and doing
yeah.
all that, but
yeah.
that was in Somalia. But also, if I remember correctly, the UN would set up bases, pull out of the refugee camp at night, let the others kill them, and there was reports that the UN had machine guns shooting those that tried to run.
Well, however it happened, you had 800,000 people massacred right under the UN's nose, and at the very least, they did nothing to stop it.
Well, wherever the UN goes, Bob, there's piles of dead bodies.
Well, there's piles of dead bodies, and there's sex, prostitution, brothels are set up. We know they have to service the soldiers. I mean, it's gigantic hypocrisy at the UN.
Well, the UN has been caught with dying court, kidnapping 200,000 women and children. In the year 2000 alone, they've lost in court. That's now admitted, Bob.
Yeah, and of course, George Bush went before the UN a few weeks ago in his great speech and talked about how we need to eliminate this sex thing going on. And he's sitting there, you know, the pot is sitting there calling the kettle black. I mean, here the UN's guilty of this all over the world all the time. The sex trade follows the UN wherever they go. And how sanctimonious of them to say we need to get rid of it.
We have a giant section on that on PrisonPlanet.com. If you're doubting us, BBC, AP, you name it. We don't just make these claims here, folks. Believe me, we'd be liable. It may sound horrible. It is horrible. It may sound unbelievable. It's going on, okay, as bad as it gets.
Yeah.
Who's up next? I guess it's Jeff in Texas. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Let me give you a little background real quick. I'm a retired chief of police, 26 years with the Texas Department. I'm a graduate of the FBI National Academy, the Law Enforcement Management Institute in Texas. I have a degree in history and political science. I was an emergency management coordinator for the city where I was also the chief of police, so I've been to all the FEMA stuff and the DPS, the emergency operations school. And I'm telling you, Alex, your listeners, I wish, would read the Federalist Papers. The Second Amendment makes all gun laws illegal. You know, we fought a revolution to get away from European systems, and we're returning to that, a feudalistic society, and the UN, I agree with you 100%, is pushing this, but they're doing it, Alex, through our state and our federal government. We started in the 60s with this LAAA, Law Enforcement Administration. They get their tentacles in you, and they control you. And a lot of my police officers were just unaware of this. Half of them wouldn't vote. Half of them didn't know the issues. Half of them don't even know what the Second Amendment is.
Well, sir, under the UN's goals, the police are going to be disarmed after we are.
Let me tell you something, Alex. They're using the police, and the police are just like the followers of Adolf Hitler. They'll go right along with this, and then they're disarmed. That's population control. That's what they want. If you read the Federalist Papers, the Second Amendment was number two on there because that protects all of our basic rights. The Second Amendment is what keeps us free. But the federal government, Schumer, all these liberal politicians, they're trying to take our gun rights away. And I'm a life member of the NRA. And they said the best guy they ever had up there was Neil Knox. And they gave him the boot, Alex.
Well, I know,
so I'm really disgruntled with they're selling us out, and I know what gun control does. I'm like I say, 26 years as a cop, it doesn't work. That's not the answer. You read the FBI stats. Everybody should read the crime in the U.S. Every year it's published. You can see who's committing the crime. If I'm not going to worry about being busted for a murder rap, why am I going to worry about a gun law violation?
Well, look at the places with the gun control. That's where most of the crime's going
exactly,
on.
Exactly. And I've said this for years. I'm an anathema to some of my former colleagues because I just don't go along with this spiel.
Well, but what did Mark Twain say? In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, brave, hated and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him because then it costs nothing to be a patriot.
That's right.
And, I mean, look, when we got the Patriot Act repealed in Austin, they had Chief Nee, this California transplant, behind the closed doors. We went back there and saw him with two FBI guys standing right behind him, They had the deputy U.S. attorney in there trying to twist arms and threatening people. I got right in his face. But let me tell you, we're federalized here in Austin, and the feds are running things, and they panicked because we're pushing them out of here.
It's not just Austin, Alex. It's everywhere, though. Everywhere. And I'm telling you, it's a master plan. They're brainwashing a lot of these people. And
well, what would you say to the police officers, and there's thousands of them listening right now who've been hearing this show, they've seen a lot of what we talk about coming true. What would you say to them?
I would say, read the Federalist Papers. Know that we're America. We're not Europe. We're not Germany. We're not France. Read the Federalist Papers. That tells you exactly what to say.
And it also disgraces all of our veterans who fought and died and were wounded.
Exactly.
To preserve America.
My dad fought 4 years in World War II with the 16th Tank Destroyer Division in Europe. We are trying to return to a feudalistic society and under the auspices of the UN. That's what they're pushing on.
Well, that's it. I totally agree. Do you have any comments to what Jeff's saying, Bob?
Yeah, I would, talking about the Federalist Papers, there's a very famous quote from, I think it was Federalist number 29 by Alexander Hamilton, "Little more can reasonably be aimed at with respect to the people at large than to have them properly armed." Wonder what he meant by that.
It's a mystery, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, apparently people can't figure this stuff out anymore.
Most people haven't even heard of the Federalist Papers.
Well, that's because they go to those public schools where they teach them that you don't have a right to keep
and PBS.
80%+ of high school seniors don't know what the Fourth Amendment is. 70% of Americans don't know where Iraq is, but they'll tell you their opinion about it.
Alex, when I first met you back in 1998, remember that time in my office when we had that long discussion? I handed you a textbook from my senior level high school here in Austin, the very same high school you graduated from, Anderson High School, where the government textbook said that the Second Amendment has been widely misunderstood. It does not guarantee a right to keep and bear arms. Remember that?
Yes, and we had a general over. He was a general in the reserves, and he had the Army helicopters land our last day of school. And then the year after I left, one of my friends said, "Alex, you're not going to believe it." This is before I was even on the radio or TV. I was in college. He said, the principal got on the speaker and said, "Graduates, have a good summer. And remember, things have changed. You're in the new world order."
Well, hey, it's even worse than that, Alex. The medal that they give the Anderson High School graduates now is
A minute. Your children. I remember later you told me about that, too, about the new world order.
Yeah, well, the medal that they give you when you graduate from Anderson High School now has a UN emblem on it.
Well,
and for those that don't know, this is the middle class, nice high school, Northwest Austin, and black helicopters, troops frisking the children. New World Order this, New World Order that. After I talked about that, later you had children. Tell folks about the UN comment.
I'm sorry, say again.
The New World Order comment. You reported on that too about them over the loudspeaker. This is the New World Order.
Well, I don't remember that, Alex. It's just a constant thing. They call themselves the International School, and they have several different logos on this medal, and, of course, one of them is the UN logo, and that's the way they are. I mean, that's what they're teaching these kids now.
Okay, let me get a final comment from Jeff, and I got to go to John, Paul, John,
well,
Jack.
I will say this. The International Association of Chiefs of Police, all of these organizations through our government are operated under UN auspices.
Yeah, they're non-governmental organization members.
And the first 10 amendments to our Constitution, known as the Bills of Rights, show me one instance where, since the 1940s, every one of those amendments, the Bill of Rights, the first 10, have been violated.
Absolutely, and thanks for the call. Call back any time, sir, with your insight. We've left the Ten Commandments and the Ten Bill of Rights. We've moved to the Ten Planks of the Communist Manifesto. I challenge everyone to read it. In fact, in the back of Descent into Tyranny, I have the Bill of Rights compared to the Communist Manifesto. Ask yourself what system we're under now. Let's talk to John in Ohio, then Paul, John, and Jack. John in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, I agree that the neocons and the military-industrial complex were behind 9/11. I believe that they're trying to establish a corporate fascist world order. I'm totally against gun control. And I consider myself an unaffiliated leftist and socialist. And I think some of the interpretations that you're giving to this is really helping that very military-industrial complex that you're you're trying to oppose. Because when you talk about, for instance, the United Nations, the United Nations is pretty much controlled 90% by that corporate fascist military-industrial complex.
They founded it. They paid for
well,
it.
Well, I think that too often the conservatives complain about the 10% that is not controlled, the 10% that is not controlled that would perhaps hold accountable or ineffectually in a toothless resolution criticize the attack
dressing,
on Iraq.
That's window dressing to keep you in the system.
If you're 90% controlled, you're 100% controlled.
Well, the point I'm making here is usually that the right-wingers, for instance, when you're talking about the military-industrial complex in Guatemala, they killed a 250,000 people down there for the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, they'll do it under fascism. They'll do it under socialism. It's all command and control.
But the point was, it was done under anti-socialist, anti-communist
pretext. Did you hear the former police chief, sir? He called it feudalism. Forget all these terms. This is feudalism, sir. This is slavery.
I understand that, but I want to make a specific point. Larry Pratt, at one time, supported that very same genocide in Guatemala in the guise of arming ourselves in the same way that right-wing death squads were armed in Guatemala. Now, if we're going to brainwash people to think that the enemy is not the military-industrial complex, but leftists, we're going to be auxiliary.
Leftists are funded by the leftist movement. The New Age movement is run by the military. You've got to understand you're controlled, bud. Your organizations are controlled. And we're here exposing the NRA. Can you at least come forward that the socialists are controlled? We'll be back. Final segment, more calls. Stay with me. Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fioricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
All right, we got time to take three calls real quick and get some final comments from Bob Dacey, John in Florida, and then Paul and Jack. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Jones, I was putting my boat away, and I wanted to call you because I picked up my wife's magazine on the deck of the boat. She left it there. It's the October 2003 copy of Vanity Fair. On page 162 of that magazine, this month's issue, there is an article written in there, and I'd like you to have the author on your show. He writes about smuggling the Bin Laden family out of the United States during 9/11 and the people that were used. He names their names of who was used to get the Bin Laden family out of the United States, fly on days that there were no flights in the United States.
Yeah, 144 members of the Bin Laden family, other known terrorist organizations.
And he says the airports that they were flown out of, the people were there, the private investigator's name who was hired to usher them out.
We broke that 2 years ago. The Miami Herald actually broke it. But, yes, there's new details out. The former terror czar admits all this. Do me a favor. Tear that out and mail it to me.
Yes, sir.
And I promise I'll have them on. Comments to what John was just saying, Bob Dacey.
Well, you know, wouldn't it a shame? Did you hear about what happened to the Lusitania, how it got attacked there and got sunk and everything? I mean, that's old news. What's new about it is the fact that it appeared in a mainstream publication. You know, that's,
absolutely.
That's the new part.
John, anything else?
Well, it gives a better reference to who are the people that were at the scene, what airlines, and who authorized the money to fly them out.
I saw reports about the Vanity Fair. I didn't see the Vanity Fair. Please send it to me.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, John. Good to hear from you. Jack in Rhode Island and Paul in Florida. Jack, you're on the air on one of our great affiliates. Go ahead. Oh, he just hung up. Okay, we'll go to Paul in Florida. Paul, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're still here. Listen, the special legislation session they just had here in Florida.
Yes.
For that girl?
Yes.
Okay, that was frosting on the cake. The real thing what they were voting for was $30 million in unclaimed lottery tickets that was supposed to roll over and go back into the cookie jar. That was the main agenda, and they stuck this other thing as a cover-up. And so they're making Bush look like he's the guy with the white horse. And what they're really doing is they stole $30 million from the lotto money.
Well, $30 million is chicken feed for something like Florida, but Bush was not going to save Terry Schiavo until there was massive pressure. And I appreciate the call, Paul. Interesting point. I'll check it out.
Bob, yeah, check that out.
Thank you, sir. Bob, we got about 2 minutes left. Final comments.
Well, you know, Alex, I really appreciate you having me on again. Second Amendment is, I believe, it's going to be under continued attack now. I think as they shift their agenda back toward the domestic end. I mean, they've been stealing Iraq's oil and stealing the, you know, growing poppies in Afghanistan and building pipelines for the last few years. And they've kind of put it on the back burner, but I think it's going to be firing up again. They've been going after all the other amendments so much that they...
It is fired up. These two new gun bills are the biggest and worst ever.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I think for a while it's been kind of quiet, and now they're cranking it up again, and here it comes. They're going to be coming straight after the Second Amendment, and... thanks to people like you, we're gonna head them off at the pass. And
well, they can ban the guns. I'm not turning them in.
Oh no, when they want you to turn in your guns, they want you to be a slobbering.
Well, that was the line in the sand at Lexington and Concord.
Yeah, we can't afford to go back that way. Once you've given up the right to keep and bear arms, according to Patrick Henry, you are finished.
You are finished. We're not going to let that happen. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Alex, and you take care.
You bet, my friend. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, right here on the GCN Radio Network, on your loving affiliates out there, the great folks, the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners, the folks running the show. My second command there, Mark, doing a fabulous job. And I'll be back tomorrow with John Statmiller from 1 to 4 as well for Real Talk Radio. And then back Monday from 11 to 2, Central. And then back from 9 to midnight Monday. So be sure and join us and get my new video, Matrix of Evil, It's Amazing, available at the toll-free number or by writing to us or at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get the new book, Order Out of Chaos, as well, and get it out as a great Christmas gift. We're out of time. More great shows coming up right here on this same station. So you have a wonderful, safe weekend and fight the new world order. Bye-bye. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world.